Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Here we are just a couple of days before Christmas, and in the Bible we are in the fourth chapter of the book of Galatians and verse 5. And when we left off last time, we were talking about adoption. The reason is that the Apostle Paul uses this word to describe what Christians receive when we place our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, who redeemed us from living under the law so that we could live under His grace. In Galatians 4, verse 5, Paul writes, "We receive the adoption as sons." And of course, if you are a woman, then apply this as the adoption as daughters. This applies to both men and women who are Christians. In Romans chapter 8, verses 16 and 17, the apostle is speaking of something similar, and he uses the word for children, meaning both sons and daughters, both men and women. We receive the adoption as sons and daughters, as children. Yesterday, I told you that the Greek word for adoption is a compound word. The first part of the word means son, and the second part of the word means a placing. So biblically, here is how we can define the word adoption. Adoption literally means receiving the adult son placing. Receiving the adult son placing, or in order that we might be placed as adult sons. In order that we might be placed as adult sons or daughters. Adoption is important in the Bible, in both the Old and New Testaments, but we need to be concise, so I want to focus on adoption as the Apostle Paul means it here. And I will start by informing you, or reminding you, if you already know this, being adopted in the Greco-Roman world, the culture in which the book of Galatians was written and received by the Galatian people, in that society, being adopted was a big, important act. When the Galatians read what is Galatians 4, verse 5 in our Bible, when they read those words in Paul's letter, this impressed them deeply. Likewise, this should impress us. But perhaps we could use some background to help us see how magnificent is this truth in our lives. We have been adopted by God our Father. We are now the very children of God. We have been given all the rights and privileges of being fellow heirs with Christ. As God's sons and as God's daughters, we will never be abandoned by our Heavenly Father. He has brought us into His family, and we are safe and secure with Him there forever. One of the most famous adoptions in the ancient Roman world was the adoption of Octavian by Julius Caesar. Let me tell you a little about this, because this was influential in the context in which Paul and the Galatians lived. And this includes a direct connection to the Christmas story. Julius Caesar was a Roman general and statesman who was dictator of Rome from 49 BC until his death by assassination in 44 BC. He was venerated by the Romans and worshipped as a god. When Julius Caesar died, it was found written in his will that he had adopted this young man named Octavian. Octavian was actually the grandnephew of Julius Caesar, but it was not this distant family connection that made him an heir to Caesar, but rather it was the adoption. This was considered legal adoption, and this made this young man, aged 18 to 19, also a great and revered figure in ancient Rome. You will know him better by his name, his title, Caesar Augustus. Caesar was his adopted surname, and Augustus means sacred or exalted one. He too becomes a god, small g, to be venerated by the people. Well, as soon as Octavian is adopted posthumously by Julius Caesar, this gives the newly renamed Caesar Augustus all the rights and privileges of being the heir. He gets wealth, military forces, and Roman imperial authority, and he is the first Roman emperor, reigning from 27 BC until his death in 14 AD. And let me remind you about the role Caesar Augustus has at the time of the birth of Jesus Christ. I'm reading in Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. Now in those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited earth. This was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone was on his way to register for the census, each to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. You heard his name. Who put out the decree that the census be taken of all the inhabited earth? Yes, Caesar Augustus did. Caesar Augustus, the adopted son of Julius Caesar. This is why history matters and is meaningful. By the way, adoption factored into other Roman emperors as well, such as Nero. He was adopted at the age of 13 by the Roman emperor Claudius, and Nero succeeded Claudius as emperor and played an important part in biblical history. In my view, Bible readers who pay close attention to the text end up being historians. Whoever said history is irrelevant and boring has not read and treasured the scripture. With that as background on adoption in the realm of politics, let's also talk about the adoption of a slave. Also, in the context of this ancient world, well known to us because it is brought to life in the Bible and other ancient manuscripts, in this context we find the wealthy childless man who adopted into his family a young slave, and by adoption he made that slave a son and an heir. This was a fairly common occurrence. The slave became a son. He was placed into the family as an adult son. This is the adult son placing that Paul has in mind as he writes to the Galatians. These Galatians were a low-status people. Some no doubt were slaves or had been set free from a life of slavery, so this metaphor of adoption would have struck a chord with them. And the metaphor allowed the apostle to arouse in the minds and hearts of the Galatian Christians all of the spiritual privileges of being an adopted child of God. Paul could highlight these spiritual truths. They were called the sons and daughters of God. They were no longer slaves to sin, but now set free by Christ to be adult sons and daughters of holy God. As slaves, they would have feared a tough and harsh master, but as children, they were mastered by the gracious and loving Father God. If we drop down in Galatians 4 to the next verses, verses 6 and 7, we read this, which is awesome. I am reading Galatians chapter 4 and verses 6 and 7. Because you are sons, God sent forth the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Therefore you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, then an heir through God. Notice the intimacy gained when we become the sons and daughters of God. The Spirit of Jesus Christ is in our hearts and cries out, Abba, Father. Abba is the Aramaic word for father. Young children endearingly call their fathers Abba. It meant daddy or papa. What Jesus does for us is that he brings us into such an intimate relationship with God the Father that we can cry out, Abba! We worship and revere and fear Holy God, and yet through the Spirit of his Son, we experience God as our daddy, dada, and papa. Wow! People who are not naturally children of God, because of what Jesus has done, can receive a placing with God as their adoptive father. To reinforce this, drop back into verse 5 of Galatians 4. The Apostle Paul writes, so that Jesus might redeem. This draws us back into the analogy of the wealthy Roman who makes his slave a son. The word redeem here means to buy out of the slave market. Well, people are slaves, slaves to sin, until Jesus redeems. And when Jesus redeems a person, it means that person receives adoption as a son or daughter of God. The slave to sin becomes a son of God. The slave to sin becomes a daughter of God. We are no longer children of the devil, but children of God, bought and paid for by Christ's death on the cross, his blood shed for all of our sins. Galatians 4, verse 5, we receive the adoption as sons, as daughters. We have had three words we highlighted this week, law, redeem, adoption. I trust in the Holy Spirit to make sense of these words for you. I believe that when we get a hold of this message as being a message for us, we will rush into Christmas with hearts overflowing in gratefulness for Jesus. Join me again tomorrow as we conclude our series, God Sent His Son.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.